All right, you have returned now to segment three of program number three of The Bigger Picture. It is what it is, and I am Marshall Wood, your host once again for this segment of my show right here on AM 1100 WCGA, wonderful coastal Georgia, owned by Wes and D. Cox, people that are doing an unheralded service to the broadcast area around St. Simon's Island in Brunswick with programming that is essential to your understanding and mine of just exactly what is happening in this world, that decimated battlefield I described in my opening monologue, where I just shook my head at what I saw and said, well, it is what it is. Let me call your attention to three essential books. Well, there are a number of them out there now. There are people that have, great men, much smarter than me, that have come to the understanding of the just how bad things are. And the first, and I hope you will get this book immediately, is Mark Levin's book, The Democrat Party Hates America. And if I were to be writing his book, I would change that title. It would say, The Democrat Party Truly Hates America to Its Utter Destruction. I hope you'll pick up that book. It's available now. The second book I'm going to call to your attention, because we're approaching it and they're talking about it all the time, that is the event, it's called Final Battle by David Horowitz. I think David Horowitz is probably my favorite author, along with Ken Timmerman, who I'm going to talk about in a minute. But Final Battle, The Next Election Could Be Our Last. And boy, do I underscore that based on what I see right now. Final Battle, The Next Election Could Be Our Last by David Horowitz. And he lays out beautifully what's coming, and it dovetails with the third author that I'm going to call to your attention, who is my friend. I'm name-dropping here. This is a really just a gift to the American literary community and geopolitical community, Ken Timmerman, who has lived it and written about it. It's an older book from about 4 years ago, I guess now, called Election Heist. It's a novel, but it's a novel about his experiences in running for national office in Maryland and the struggles he had with the voting process. And he makes a fictional story, but oh, did it come to pass in the elections in 2020, the non-elections of 2020. And Ken has written a bunch of other books. So those three guys, Mark Levin, The Democrat Party Hates America, Final Battle by David Horowitz, and go order the, from 4 years ago, Ken Timmerman's book, Election Heist, and understand that could very well happen. He's got another book coming out, I think, called La Provence. It's a departure of what Ken has been doing in the past, but it's a really nice story of a province in France in which he lives, where wine is grown and produced, and life is it's just a lot simpler than it is in America. He wrote it, I guess, for just a change of pace. So watch for that when it comes out also. Remember, folks, you can't afford not to be reading the truth. If you stick your head in the sand or think you know everything, well, you're setting yourself up, your family, and those whom you should be as a productive American influencing, you're doing them no favor. I want to ask some questions. I hope you'll let me do that for just a moment. Here are some thoughts. As I consider these wonderful women that are in my life that are just so productive and helpful, Cindy is she's the most powerful woman in the world. She's quiet, unassuming, shy most of the time, except she beat me on the head with a rolling pin when I deserve it. I use her as an example of how things ought to be, just as I've used Sandra's service to other people as a nurse, as an example of how it should be. There are wonderful women in the world who make it work. Those women, all of them, are God's crowning creation. There's just inexpressible beauty in every woman, in just a smile, an older woman, the look in her eyes, the wisdom, the touch of the hand on a little child's brow when he's crying or feeling bad, or a hand firmly wrapped around a batter bowl, stirring stick, making cookies. Okay, to heck with you, Miss Clinton. Cookies by moms are wonderful things. But here's a couple questions. Thinking of these wonderful women that we have, why are we so preoccupied with LGBTQ? Why is such a tiny minority so powerful, the very antithesis of what real womanhood is? What percentage of America is LGBTQ? EXYZ? Whatever. Why did they merit such attention in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? It is what it is. God's way is the only way. You know it by its fruit. Your complicity with it is known by your own fruit in your own life, whether it be good or bad. And there are people out there right now in powerful positions, and I can't explain why they're there, how they got there, other than it's a demonic root, who are seeking to destroy the essential femininity of America. And that's what we're going to be talking about in the final two segments of this program. I hope that you'll join me for segment number four, and we will continue this discussion. God bless you.